Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show. I called it Lose Bert's Money. It's a very superficial question. I got $100, three people on the line. With every incorrect answer, I take $10 away. It is Lose Bert's Money. I'm going to make the prediction we are going to get a winner fairly early this time. Okay?
Okay.
$100 on the line. I'm going to give you the trivia question right now. Here it is. The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. That's probably a couple of different items, but there's one thing that I'm specifically looking for. The average woman is going to buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hi, you were the first one to call in, so you're going to go first. Where are you calling us from?
I am from Johns Creek.
Johns Creek. All right, Rachel. Weren't they just like, Johns Creek was just named the number one city to live in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would agree. I would have to say.
I'm very proud of John and his creek.
Exactly.
All right, Rachel, what is it? The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime.
I have 200 in my purse, so I'm going to say lip glosses.
Lip gloss.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
That is
good.
That's
a great answer. Not the one I'm looking for, but a very, very good answer. Okay, hang tight. Heather, we are now down to $90. Where are you calling us from?
Marietta.
I don't know where you guys rank in the country. I have no idea.
Probably like 15.
The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. Heather, what is it?
Purses.
That's a lot of purses.
That's a lot of purses. When you guys are looking at your life right now, are you on track for over 200 in your life?
I mean, if you include like all little clutches and stuff like that, maybe. Maybe?
200?
No, I have like one and I just rotate that one.
Over and over and over again. It is not purses, okay? Not handbags, not nada. Nicole, we are now down to $80. You got a guess?
Yeah, is it razors?
Razors.
Y'all need to shave more. I go through like 5 a month.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mine will be rusty before I get rid of one.
I'm a hairy lady.
You joke, but I wait until I see that little tinge of rust and I'm like, time for a new one.
No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. It is not razors. All right, back to Rachel from Johns Creek. The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. What are we, at $70?
We are at 70.
I'm going to go woo-woo and say candles.
Candles. The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. Would you guys say that you're close to 200?
No woman is buying 200 candles because it's a matter of fact, you're getting re-gifted the same candle for Christmas every year. Okay. I'm way over 200.
Way up.
Yeah, because I mean, I get tea lights all the time and I'm constantly going through those bad boys. So if you count every tea light I've ever purchased, I'm well over 200. Someone bought me a candle this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I haven't bought a candle since I was 7 years old.
The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime, and it is candles.
No!
Yeah, yes! I thought we'd get a winner today. It is absolutely candles.
That's,
you got it.
So random.
It is,
I would not have thought of candles. I thought someone was going to say bras.
No? 200 bras? That's a lot of bras.
It is a lot of bras, but I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just nasty. Maybe people buy more bras than me.
I can't believe you buy more bras Yeah, I definitely buy a lot of bras.
You should have more bras than candles, statistically, I feel like.
Really?
No?
I definitely have more candles than bras.
It doesn't matter if like your house smells good, if your boobs are saggy, Kristen.
The Bert Show.